I know, I've seen a bunch of them too. And they're a lot of fun, aren't they? In fact, how many of you have ever watched a viral video and then you've told somebody about it? Raise your hand if you've done that. If you've watched a viral video and you've told somebody, hey, you got to watch this video, or you Facebooked them, or you sent them a message, you tell them, you got to watch this. Yeah, I have too. There's something about those experiences that we have, these viral videos that are so cool that we want others to experience the same things that we have. Maybe it's a funny video that you just laughed out loud at, and so you wanted somebody else to laugh out loud with you. I think those are fun. It's great to do that. In fact, one of the things, and I've looked at a lot of those viral videos over the years, and one of the things that I've discovered is that most of the videos that go viral were not created to be viral videos. They were just videos that somebody took of something really funny, you know, a cat of some kind that jumps in a box. You've seen those before, haven't you? There's like 1,000 videos, maybe you have 10,000 or 100,000 videos of cats jumping into boxes on the internet. And for some reason, they get lots of hits. People think they're just hilarious. But they didn't create those videos in order to go viral. They just created a funny video, they put it on the internet, and then it goes viral because there's something about it that people like to watch. Well, the reason I say that this morning and remind us of that is that, well, I thought about trying to create a viral video. In fact, before I couldn't go with you on the confirmation retreat, I thought about taking a video camera with me and filming something during the confirmation retreat so we could make it into a viral video. But you know what? Even though we made a really cool video, it might or might not go viral. It kind of depends on who watches it, who sees it, who thinks it's really great, who thinks it's really funny, and who passes it on to somebody else. And sometimes, most of the time, you don't create a viral video, you create a video, and it goes viral. The reason I tell you that this morning is because this story that we're looking at this morning in the gospel is about this story of Jesus, this resurrection, and his resurrection went viral. It wasn't on video, but the resurrection went viral because everybody who went to the tomb or who experienced the resurrection of Jesus, you know what the first thing they did? They turned around, they ran from the tomb, and they told somebody else. And then when they got to that other place, they told somebody else. And then they told somebody else, and the disciples told other people, and those other people told other people, and it came on through history until today. Because those people who brought you to church, who raised you in a place like this, heard that story and wanted you to experience it too. And then your teachers, all throughout the year, they heard the story from somebody else who heard the story, who brought them to be your teachers. And so you heard from them about this story that went viral across the world so that you could come before us today to say you're becoming a member not only of the church, but a member of Christ. You're taking this step of faith to say, we believe this story that has gone viral in the midst of our lives because it's done something to us. It's changed us somehow. It's transformed us. This story of Jesus at the tomb is about not just that Jesus wants us to go out and tell everybody, but he wants this story to transform us. And then he wants us to let that transformation speak for itself. You hear that? You're coming before us this morning because you've made a big commitment, a major commitment, a huge commitment. I can't even say how big of a commitment it really is. This commitment of following Jesus, of saying, I'm going to be his disciple throughout my whole lifetime is a tremendous commitment. But what that means is that today is the beginning of an adventure that Christ has for you, and it's a beginning of a transformation that's only beginning to take place. It's a transformation that's going to continue to help you be more loving and kind and giving and forgiving and generous. It's a commitment that's going to take you to some amazing places in your life. It's going to help you meet some really amazing people, and it's going to help you take a story that's more than just a story. It's more than just Jesus raising from the dead and us hearing about it, but it's about him coming into your life and so that your life and his life intersect, so that somehow your life is different. And as your life changes, as your life becomes different, as your life becomes the reality of what Jesus called us to be, you begin to take that viral message and translate it to brothers and sisters, friends, parents, grandparents, all the kind of people that you're going to meet throughout your lifetime. And the story, as you become Sunday school teachers and business people and teachers and whatever you're going to become in your lifetime, you're going to be able to translate that story, that transformational message that's come to you, and you're going to transfer it to somebody else. You're going to make this viral message that has gone on for 2,000 years, and you're going to continue it. And I told you a little while ago as we were practicing this morning how proud I am of you. Well, I'm proud of you already. But like I told you earlier, and I want to say it again, today is only the beginning. It's only the beginning of your life with Christ. It's only the beginning of your commitment to Christ. It's only the beginning of this viral transformational message that's happening. And in fact, it's not only the first day for you, it's also the first day for the rest of us. Yes, we may have had this commitment ourselves. We may have joined the church and been a part of it, but there's more to it than just joining, and more to it than just saying that I have a certificate that says that I follow Jesus. There's more to it than just say that I'm going to serve the church somehow along the way. It's more than just the voice that we put to a commitment in the covenant that we're going to share in just a few moments. It's this transformational life where we invite Christ into our lives so that we begin to continue this transformation. Now, I'll tell you, I'm not the person that I want to be yet. Well, I may be a pastor, and I've been a pastor for more than 20 years now, but that doesn't mean that I'm the person that God created me to be. No, I'm still becoming that. I'm not a perfect Christian. I'm far from that. But every day I work a little harder at being a little bit better. I work at becoming that transformed person that God wants me to be because I want Him in my life so that my life begins to continue to change so that I can keep telling the story so that others can be transformed too. And I hope my life tells a story. Like I pray that your life will tell a story. I know these people that are gathered in this room today are so very proud of you. And I told you I'm proud of you. But I'm also proud to look into the future with you. Because I know that God's going to continue the transformation in your lives to make you the kind of Christians that God wants to be. But He's also going to do something even greater than that. And He's going to take this viral message and He's going to send it to you and through you to people for the rest of your lives. The challenge for us is to find a way to keep Jesus close, to be a part of the church family, to be a part of the discipleship process, to be a part of calling Jesus to us, to pray to Him, to call upon His name, to ask Him to be present with us and inside of us. Our task, your task, all of our task is to be present with this ever-present Jesus. So that our lives continue to change, to be transformed, so that the message that Jesus is trying to give continues to go viral through us. I'm really grateful that you're partnering with us to do that very thing. So here's what we're going to do. We're going to remember you right now. So what I'd like for you to do is to stand up with me, and we're going to start working through this this confirmation stuff. All the confirmands, if you would stand up, Pastor Todd, you're going to come and help me with this. Friends, I would like for you to take your hymnals and turn with me to page 33. There is one place that I'm going to add something to your liturgy that's not in your hymnal, but we'll get to that in just a few minutes. But let's begin by addressing these confirmands. Brothers and sisters in Christ, through the sacrament of baptism, we are initiated into Christ's holy church. We're incorporated into God's mighty acts of salvation and given new birth through water and the Spirit. All this is God's gift offered to us without price. Through confirmation and through the reaffirmation of our faith, we renew the covenant declared at our baptism, acknowledge what God is doing for us, and affirm our commitment to Christ's holy church.
I present for baptism Evan Sheed and Mitchell Doré. I present for confirmation the following: Ethan Abney, Hannah Bevin, Cole Clark, Mitchell Doré, Eli Fanuck, Cameron Garzini, Natalie Jacobs, Zoe Joyce, Avery McKinney, Jessica Nanji, who's actually not here today, but as part of this class, Kyle Probus, Jacob Ray, Evan Shade, Brady Stinson-Smith, Olivia Stinson-Smith, Carly West, Ellie West, and Cooper White.
Okay, I have some questions for you now. We went through these a little while ago, but now is the time to answer boldly and loudly so all of us can hear you, okay? On behalf of the whole church, not only the church of the United Methodist Church, not only on behalf of Newburgh United Methodist Church, but on behalf of the whole church, including the Catholic Church and every other church that is named by Jesus Christ, I ask you these questions. Do you renounce the spiritual forces of wickedness, reject the evil powers of this world, and repent of your sin? Do you? And do you accept the freedom and power God gives you to resist evil, injustice, and oppression in whatever forms they present themselves? Do you? And do you confess Jesus Christ as your Savior, put your whole trust in His grace, and promise to serve Him as your Lord in union with the church, which Christ has opened to people of all ages, nations, and races? Do you? Now, according to the grace given to you, will you remain faithful members of Christ's holy church and serve as Christ's representatives in the world? Will you? For those of you who are parents and loved ones, family members, you who sponsor these candidates, this question is for you. Will you support and encourage them in their Christian life? Will you?
And do you, as Christ's body, the church, reaffirm both your rejection of sin and your commitment to Christ?
We do.
And will you nurture one another in Christian faith and life and include these persons now before you in your care?
With God's help, we will proclaim the good news and live according to the example of Christ. We will surround these persons with a community of love and forgiveness that they may grow in their trust of God and be found faithful in the service of others. We will pray for them that they may be true disciples who walk in the way that leads to life.
Let us then join together in professing the Christian faith as contained in the scriptures of the Old and the New Testament. Do you believe in God the Father?
I believe in God the Father Almighty, creator of heaven and earth.
Do you believe in Jesus Christ?
I believe in Jesus Christ, His only Son, our Lord, who was conceived by the Holy Spirit, born of the Virgin Mary, suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, died, and was buried. He descended to the dead. On the third day He rose again. He ascended into heaven, is seated at the right hand of the Father, and will come again to judge the living and the dead.
Do you believe in the Holy Spirit?
I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Holy Catholic Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and the life everlasting. And now we invite our parents and those who are going to be standing with our confirmands and our baptismal candidates, if you would, go ahead and make your way to this, your left side. And the rest of you, let's continue with the thanksgiving over the water. The Lord be with you.
Also with you.
Let us pray. Eternal Father, when nothing existed but chaos, you swept across the dark waters and brought forth light. In the days of Noah, you saved those on the ark through water. And after the flood, you set in the clouds the rainbow. When you saw your people as slaves in Egypt, you led them to freedom through the sea. Their children you brought through the Jordan to the land which you promised. Sing to the Lord, all the earth. Tell of God's mercy each day. In the fullness of time, you sent Jesus, nurtured in the water of a womb. He was baptized by John and anointed by your Spirit. He called his disciples to share in the baptism of his death and resurrection and to make disciples of all nations. Declare his works to the nations, his glory among all the people. Pour out your Holy Spirit to bless this gift of water and those who will receive it, to wash away their sin and clothe them in righteousness throughout their lives, that dying and being raised with Christ, they may share in his final victory. All praise to you, eternal Father, through your Son, Jesus Christ, who with you and the Holy Spirit lives and reigns forever. Amen. Now, as we prepare to invite our baptized up, I do want to just say one thing, that whenever we share in baptism, I've brought back water from the Holy Land. This is water that's taken right from the Jordan River and the very place that Jesus himself was baptized. And so this just is a simple reminder to us that This water that we were baptized in is also symbolically the water that Jesus himself was baptized with. Heaven, you ready? If you would just come stand up behind him here. Evan, what's your middle name? Evan Joseph, I baptize you in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. And you have your hands. This is a sign for you, a reminder that you are Christ, and that nothing in this life or in the life to come can ever separate you from his great love. Let's place our hand upon him. Evan, may the Holy Spirit work within you, that being born of water and the Spirit, you may become a true disciple of Jesus Christ. Amen. I'll let you take that with you. Mitchell. Let's kneel down here. Mitchell, what's your middle name? Mitchell Joseph, I baptize you in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Mitchell, this is God's sign to you that you are his child. Let's place our hands upon him. Mitchell, may the Holy Spirit work within you that being born of water and the Spirit, you may become a true disciple of Jesus Christ. Amen.
Now it is our joy to welcome our new brothers in Christ.
Through baptism, you are incorporated by the Holy Spirit into God's new creation and made to share in Christ's royal priesthood. We are all one in Christ Jesus. With joy and thanksgiving, we welcome you as members of the family of Christ. And now we will continue on our time of confirmation. So our first confirmand, Ethan. Ethan David, correct? Okay. Just stand up right behind him here. It's okay. You guys are standing right behind him. Ethan, remember your baptism and be grateful. It is God's sign to you that you are his child and that nothing in this life or in the life to come can ever take you away from him. Squeeze in here, everybody. Ethan David. May the Holy Spirit work within you that having been born through water and the Spirit, you may faithfully live as a disciple of Jesus Christ now and forever. Amen. God bless you, Ethan. Thanks. You may take your spot back. Okay, Anna. Anna Elaine, remember your baptism and be grateful. It is God's sign to you that you are his child and that nothing in this life or in the life to come can ever separate you from his love. Let's place our hands upon her. Hannah Elaine, may the Holy Spirit work within you that having been born of water and the Spirit, you may faithfully live as a disciple of Jesus Christ now and forever. Cole, this sign of the cross is a reminder that you are Christ's child, and that nothing in this life or in the life to come can ever separate you from his great love. Let's place our hands upon him. Cole, what's your middle name? Cole William. May the Holy Spirit work within you that having been born through water and the Spirit, you may always be a faithful disciple of Jesus Christ and throughout your life. Mitchell, I hope you'll remember your baptism. Remember that it is Christ's sign to you that you are his child and that nothing can ever separate you from his great love. Mitchell, may the Holy Spirit work within you that having been born through water and the Spirit, you may always live as a faithful disciple throughout your life. Amen. God bless you, buddy. Eli, what's your middle name? Eli, remember that you are Christ's child. This sign of the cross I placed on your head is a reminder of your baptism. Remember it and be thankful that you are Christ's child and nothing can separate you from his great love. Now, Eli, may the Holy Spirit work within you that having been born of water and the Spirit, you may always live as a faithful disciple throughout your life. And remember your baptism. Be grateful. Remember that it is Christ's sign to you that you are his and that nothing can ever separate you from his great love. Cameron, may the Holy Spirit work within you that having been born through water and the Spirit, you may always live as a faithful disciple of Jesus Christ throughout your life. Natalie, remember your baptism and be grateful. Remember that it is Christ's sign to you that you are his child and that nothing can ever separate you from his great love. Natalie, may the Holy Spirit work within you that having been born through water and the Spirit, you may always live as a faithful disciple of Jesus Christ throughout your life. Zoe, remember your baptism and be grateful. It is Christ's sign to you that you are his child and nothing can ever separate you from his great love. Zoe, may the Holy Spirit work within you that having been born through water and the Spirit, you may live as a faithful disciple throughout your life. Avery, remember your baptism and be grateful. It is Christ's sign to you that you are his child and that nothing can ever take you away from his love. Squeeze in, everybody. Avery, may the Holy Spirit work within you that having been born through water and the Spirit, you may live as a faithful disciple throughout your life. Amen. God bless you. Kyle, remember your baptism and be grateful. It is Christ's sign to you that you are his child and that nothing can ever separate you from his great love. Kyle, may the Holy Spirit work within you that having been born through water and the Spirit, you may always live as a faithful disciple throughout your life. Jacob, remember your baptism and be grateful. It is Christ's sign to you that you are his child and that nothing can ever separate you from his great love. Well, Jacob, may the Holy Spirit work within you that having been born through water and the Spirit, you may always be a faithful disciple of Jesus Christ. Evan, remember your baptism. Be grateful. Remember that it is Christ's sign to you that you belong to him now and forever. Evan, may the Holy Spirit work within you that having been born through water and the Spirit, you may live as a faithful disciple throughout your life. Brady, remember your baptism. Remember that you are Christ's child and that there's nothing in this life or in the life to come that can ever separate you from his great love. Brady, Holy Spirit work within you. That having been born through water and the Spirit, you may always remain a faithful member of Christ's holy church. Live as a faithful disciple. Olivia, remember your baptism and be grateful. Remember that it is always Christ's sign to you throughout your life that you are his and nothing can ever separate you from his great love. Olivia, may the Holy Spirit work within you that having been born through water and the Spirit, you may live as a faithful disciple of Jesus Christ throughout your life. Amen. God bless you. Carly, remember your baptism and be grateful. It is Christ's sign to you that you belong to him and you will always belong to his great love. Let's place our hands upon her. Carly, may the Holy Spirit work within you that having been born through water and the Spirit, you may live as a faithful disciple of Jesus Christ throughout your life. And Ellie, remember your baptism and be grateful. It's Christ's sign to you that you belong to him and nothing will ever separate you from his great love. Ellie, may the Holy Spirit work within you that having been born through water and the Spirit, you may always live as a faithful disciple of Jesus Christ throughout your life. Amen. God bless you. And Cooper. Cooper, remember that you were baptized. It is Christ's sign to you that you belong to him and that nothing in this life or in the life to come will ever be able to separate you from his great love. Cooper, may the Holy Spirit work within you that having been born through water and the Spirit, you may live as a faithful disciple throughout your life. Amen. God bless you, brother.
Remember your baptism and be thankful. Amen. At the close of the service, you're going to be invited to touch the water yourself and to remember your baptism.
As members of Christ's universal Church, well, let me do it this way. Confirmands, let's come take your place down front again. These are questions that I want everybody to hear you answer as you face them. Very important. There's still some responses to you, so keep your hymnals handy. Confirmands, as members of Christ's universal church, this is because those of you who just went through baptism, you are now a part of Christ's universal church. Those of you who have already been baptized, you have been a part of Christ's universal church from the beginning of your baptism. So here is the question. As members of Christ's universal church, will you be loyal to the United Methodist Church and do all in your power to strengthen its ministries? Will you? And as members of this congregation, Newburgh United Methodist Church, will you faithfully participate in its ministries by your prayers, your presence, your gifts, and your service, and your witness? Will you? Members of the household of God, I commend these persons to your love and care. Do all in your power to increase their faith, confirm their hope, and perfect them in love. Now, before you respond, there's something I want you to see in the midst of this. Down about seven or eight lines down, where it says, by our prayers, our presence, our gifts, and our service, I want you to add two words. At the end of that line, instead of our service, add our service and our witness. These were words that were added by the 2008 General Conference as a part of our official liturgy. So we're going to add those two lines. They're not in your hymnals because we didn't buy new hymnals, but we're going to add those lines as you make that response. So let's respond together. We give thanks for all that God has already given you, and we welcome you in Christian love. As members together with you in the body of Christ and in this congregation of the United Methodist Church, we renew our covenant faithfully to participate in the ministries of the church by our prayers, our presence, our gifts, our service, and our witness, that in everything God may be glorified through Jesus Christ. May the God of all grace, who has called us to eternal glory in Christ, establish you and strengthen you by the power of the Holy Spirit, that you may live in grace and peace. On behalf of the whole church, I welcome you. Now, one of the challenges, not only for them, but for all of us, is to continue to encourage them. Just as I said, their journey hasn't yet ended. It's just beginning. And so it's our job to continue to teach them, train them, encourage them in the life of the church. I told them today that one of the things that they understand is that they're equal with the rest of us, equal to serve on committees, to serve in the life of the church, and whatever service opportunities they find. So I hope you'll encourage them along with me to keep them involved and engaged in the life of the church so that their witness may continue to inform ours. Emma, why don't you go ahead and...
Obviously, this confirmation journey has been in preparation for the last couple of months, more than that, a lot of months, and a lot of planning, organization, and teaching has gone into preparing these sixth graders for this moment where they proclaim their faith in public. And that's in no small part to both Donna and Tony Richardson. So we would like to present you with a gift. So come on up and say thank you.
This time we're going to continue on with our worship with, if you can bring forward the Guatemala Pharmacy Project. As you know, last few weeks we've had a tree out here where many of you have taken an item off the tree and you've gone out and purchased it for the Guatemala Pharmacy Project. And here you have before you two boxes that will be sent off tomorrow. And just a little bit what's in those. We asked for 510 items to go out. And you all brought back over 600 items, which value over $5,500. That's pretty amazing, isn't it? Also, the Evansville Rescue Mission Thrift Store has donated children's clothing that helped fill in the corners of the boxes. So they've given us several items to fill in both those. So what we're going to do, I'm just going to say a brief pastoral prayer, and then we'll end with the Lord's Prayer this morning. But we want to remember that we are a people in mission, and at Confirmands, you are called to mission in the world, and as this church is already doing, and you are already participating in. So let us pray. Wondrous God, you have called us to be part, to share in your life-giving work in this world. Lord, you desire that we become people like you, to act like you, to care as you would care, to be agents of love. Lord, help us to be people who continue to participate, to open our hearts to what you are doing. For you are indeed wondrous. So in gratitude, Lord, we thank you for mothers. And we thank you for each confirmand today. And Lord, we thank you for the response of each person in this church who is sharing your love with the world. Because you call us to be a sent people. Help us to bind up the brokenhearted, proclaim freedom for the captives, to release prisoners from darkness, and show the world the Lord's favor. Lord, we've been given such a wonderful mission because of you, Lord. So this morning, Lord, we give it back to you with gratitude and thanksgiving. May we be your instruments. We pray this in the name of the one who taught us to pray, our Father, who art in heaven. Hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread. Forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom and the power, glory forever. Amen. I'd like now to invite the ushers to come forward as we celebrate God's tithes and our offerings.
Water you turned into wine, open the eyes of the blind, there's no one like you, none like you. Into the darkness you shine, and out of the ashes we rise, there's no into the darkness you shine, out of the ashes we rise, there's no one like you, none like you. Our God is greater, our God is stronger, God, you are higher than any other. Our God is healer, awesome in power, our God, our God. And if our God is for us, then who could ever stop us? And if our God is with us, then what can stand against? And if our God is for us, then who could ever stop us? And if our God is with us, then what can stand against? What can stand against? God is greater, our God is stronger. God, you are higher than any other. Our God is healer, awesome in power. Our God, our God, our God is greater, our God is stronger. God, you are higher than any other. Our God is healer, awesome in power. Our God, our God. And if our God is for us, then who could ever stop us? And if our God is with us, then what can stand against? And if our God is for us, then who could ever stop us? And if our God is with us, then what can stand against? Then what can stand against?
Nothing can stop us. Nothing has stopped the viral message of Christ, and it never will, because it's going through you and through you. May God bless you, your lives. May God bless your lives this day and every day to come, because this transforming power of Christ is with us, with you always. Friends, I'm going to invite you this morning not only to greet those around you, but I'm going to invite the confirmands to just come up here. Actually, they're not confirmands anymore. They're members of the church. And so I'm going to ask them to come up here and stand right up along the front. Just come on up here, guys. Stand up here like we were standing there before. I want to invite you to come forward in, after you've greeted those around you. You can touch the water to remember your own baptism. You can welcome them into the life of the church. I'm going to be down front, too, if you'd like to talk with me about your commitment to Christ. But friends, know this. Our Christ is with us now and forever. May we always be rejoicing in God's grace with us and with these new members of our church. May God go with you today and always. Amen.
In the highest of heights, in the depths of the sea, creation's revealing your majesty. From the colors of fall to the fragrance of spring, all explain me. You are.